Go Rogue.
Thank you so much, Miller Man, for having me here on this very special day. Okay. If we indeed do have emergency break of the week this week, I think George ought to be the clear winner for introducing the Don Cornelius suicide into the intro of Amani Toomer.
Well, we were just talking about it, so
the connection.
The connection was we were still on the air, and we had just talked about Don Cornelius. We had to go through your whole bit about Don Cornelius.
There was no
passing.
Bit about Don Cornelius.
Oh, you were really going to book him for Gordo's Corner when you learned that we didn't have the Hooters girls.
Any P1 who has listened to this station more than 10 minutes knows that our emergency backup celebrity guest is Don Cornelius.
I've been working for 18 years. I didn't know that.
And so all I said was, if we don't get Amani and we can't get the Hooters girls, I can call our emergency guest.
And you full well knew that he was dead.
And right after I teased it, then someone sends me the, I guess they must have heard me talking about him on the air, and they sent me a TMZ article that Don Cornelius had committed suicide.
All right, I'm throwing a flag on both of you for George for bringing it up at the head of the Amani Toomer
interview.
Yeah, I
didn't have to bring it up.
Yeah, wasn't that the worst thing you ever heard?
But then also on Gordon for elongating the emergency break by telling Amani Toomer that it was a suicide. Well, how's Amani supposed to react to that?
It did kind of stop him down, didn't it?
One P1 tweets, yeah, that was awkward to hear. Don Cornelius just blew his brains out. Now, Amani, tell us about this sweet watch.
That was on you, Giorgio.
Okay,
I'll take
responsibility. Take responsibility for your Cornelius bit.
There was no bit. I told you.
I was as blindsided
by the info as anyone else.
And here's another thing. If we have legitimate laughter with someone, you don't have to make fun of the fact that we're actually enjoying ourselves on the air with a guest.
Wait, how did I make fun of it?
He starts laughing at us and you go, we're having fun here, aren't we? Twice you did that.
Well, we were.
And all of a sudden he feels self-conscious about, I guess I shouldn't laugh.
We were having fun.
I guess laughter is not allowed on this radio show.
Oh, I'm not allowed to comment on laughter.
Not sarcastically.
Life. No, I was celebrating
life. You were sarcastic and I don't appreciate it.
Oh, jeez. You apologize to me right now.
For what? I didn't do anything wrong.
For claiming that I can't enjoy life along with you. When we're all laughing and having a good time, it's okay to mention it.
It's okay.
It's not some big secret. It's not something we have to hide away from. Ooh, we're having fun, but don't mention it.
Right, and you don't have to be ironic about it every time.
People.
Every time you have some sort of humor, you don't go, this is fun, and we're having fun here, we're laughing.
If anyone would like to see a picture of Amani Toomer finding out about Don Cornelius' suicide, I took a picture right at the moment he found out, and it's a priceless photo.
Do you think he will, for the rest of his life, whenever he hears the name Don Cornelius, think of us?
He has to.
Just like Marv Levy is going to think of you whenever he hears the name Dave Campo.
Yes, I broke the news to Marv Levy that the Cowboys had hired Dave Campo. We were like the only junior. I was eating with Junior lunch with you in Atlanta, I think, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
And we were like the only three people in that restaurant that didn't work there. You, me at one table, and Marv Levy at the other one. And so I walked over and told him, hey, did you hear the Cowboys just hired Dave Campo as head coach? So he will always remember where he was when he found out that LHO was successful and when he found out that Campo got the head job.
I'm just stunned that D-Corn committed suicide.
He has never gone by the nickname D-Corn. It's Don Cornelius. And as a service to the P1s and as a celebration of Don's life, I posted a link to pictures of Don with his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. The one that drove him to suicide?
Well, let's de-emphasize that portion of it.
Yeah.
And just emphasize the incredible up-tops that she was sporting.
Well, what a tribute.
He got the white prize.
Now what?
I'm sorry?
What is that?
I thought that was the Barry White trophy that they handed out to the person most influential
in
African American music every year.
The White Prize.
Am I not correct?
You may be correct about that.
A torturous, improvised backbend.
That's what I meant.
Somehow was oddly successful in the entertainment field.
Jeez.
No. His wife happened to be younger, white, and stacked.
Oh, she's white?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, The hell you didn't. You were just staring at pictures of her with me on my computer.
I was looking at D-Corn, not her.
He doesn't go by the name D-Corn. He doesn't go by any name anymore.
But his... Okay.
He retextured his walls with his brain, Junior. Okay?
But we still knew him as D-Corn?
Nobody knew him as D-Corn.
Why has this death hit you so hard?
Because it's creepy.
I was a big Soul Train fan.
I was,
too. It hit me very hard.
And he seemed so cool and together and collected and had it going on.
Peace, love, and soul.
And his career went on forever. When that show on for 30 years?
71 to 06, 35
wow.
years.
Good Lord.
And he was the... He created it and produced it that whole time, but he was the host from 71 to 93.
Dang.
He had the Jacksons on there. He had all the big names in
Soul
music.
Train.
But it's that incredibly violent decision that someone makes at the end of their life.
When people get desperate.
That just is a conversation stopper, as you heard with Imani Toomer. You can't really say anything beyond that. And that's why George's decision to lead a conversation with a former giant with that was odd.
But your decision to do a bit instead of just telling us, "Hey, I got some breaking news here that you guys,
whoa,
that you guys might want to hear." That you guys might want to hear.
Whoa!
Even when there's been a group of homosexuals, has anyone addressed them as "you gays"?
Hey, you gays want to go get some meat?
You know what I meant. You can't talk.
No, I think it was a Freudian slip. I bet you think I'm gay, don't you? I'll be gay for you.
Hey, recreate the gay interlude that George and Rhines had in the room last night. They're rooming together when Rhines got home from
the
media
party.
That's what we heard on the drive into work this morning.
Well, I just felt that...
Because George went back to the hotel early, went to bed.
Right. And Rhines stayed out because, you know, he doesn't have to wake up in the morning, so he's going to stay out and party. So I think it's very believable that Rhines fumbled with his key at the door. You hear him at about 1:45, fumbling with his key in the door. I can't get this in here. And he's kind of giggly out in the hall and everything. And he gets in the room, and you hear him disrobing, hear the clank of his belt in the darkness. And then all of a sudden you feel your covers peel back and something warm slips in beside you, and it's the Wolfen one.
And what does he say?
"George, just want to let you know I'm a little tipsy tonight. I can't make any guarantees about what I will or won't do."
How creepy. And then he pulls his underwear to the side.
The scenarios.
I'm sorry?
Imani Toomer on with the ticket.
What?
Isn't it amazing these scenarios that go through his head?
And they all...
You're the only person on Earth that I know that just runs through scenarios in their head like that.
Then as you're still trying to make sense of what's happening through the fog of recent sleep, you just hear little kisses on your jawline as he works his way down to your chin and then up to the lips. And then you kind of protest at first, and then you kind of stop and let him do it. And then you start actively going and kissing him back.
See, it's not that these scenarios pop into his head. It's that they also immediately come out of his mouth. That's the amazing thing.
Yeah. Okay, so, you never answered the question.
What?
Did he not slip into your bed last night?
You never asked me that question.
Declaring himself tipsy and up for anything.
No, he did not. Stupid idiot.
Did he walk into the room carrying his high heels hooked in his fingers?
These have just been killing me all night.
We're about to have a very emotional moment. Lynn Swan and Norm are going to hug, as they do every year at the Super Bowl.
No, they just shook hands.
Oh, just a shake.
Yeah, let's see if I can get it here. Hey, it's Lynn
Swan. The great Lynn Swan.
Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Hey. Benny Barnes did not trip you.
Don't you normally hug Norm? We were waiting for the hug. We were waiting for you guys to hug. It's normally a hug.
Oh, okay. Yeah, look at it. There it is. Oh,
there we go.
Yeah. Lynn Swan. There
Benny
he
Barnes
is.
Did not trip you.
George,
what? Benny Barnes did not trip you. That was not pass interference in Super Bowl 13.
Well, it wasn't pass interference, but look, he just he didn't get a ring.
I know. He got one the year before and they beat the Broncos.
You have weird face.
You can get one Saturday or Sunday. They're free at Burger King. Onion rings are free.
Oh man. Listen to Lynn Swan.
He's got scoreboard.
See you, Lynn. You get weird face.
All right, Gordo. Thank you. That's the corner, sure. I guess. 9:32.